And welcome to another episode of 10 Years Gone, the movie podcast where I look at movies I've seen 10 years ago or so. I try not to get too recent or, you know, like I try to stay around 9, 10, maybe 8 if it's a good movie. But I'm pretty sure this week, as you can tell from the intro, that we're covering Mortal Kombat, both movies, Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation. I don't think I've seen these in theaters. I think I've seen them at the movie theater. Wow, no, I didn't see them in the theaters. Movie store. You know, them places where you could rent videotapes and DVDs. Well, I think I rented this on VHS when it first came out and watched it and thought it was pretty good. I was a big fan of the game. Like I said, I was a big fan of the game, and I played, I think this came out around the third one because it was a 1995 movie. Yeah, Mortal Kombat 1995, rated PG-13, 1 hour and 41 minutes. Action, adventure, fantasy. Here's the IMDb synopsis. Three unknown martial artists are summoned to a mysterious island to compete in a tournament whose outcome will decide the fate of the world. That's a little simplistic, but I guess they didn't have the budget to include all the characters. But I know there's, in the movie, there's Johnny Cage, Sonya, Kano, Liu Kang, Goro, Shang Tsung. I think that's it. I'm not for sure. Even though the synopsis only says three are summoned, I think they don't count Raiden, even though he does. I don't think he fights in this one. I think he fights in the next one, but I don't think he fights in this one. Oh, and looking at the cast list, Katana was in this movie, along with Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Reptile, and I think that's all the characters from the game. I think they got them all in. We've got Christopher Lambert as Lord Raiden, Robin Shou, S-H-O-U, as Liu Kang, Lyndon Ashby as Johnny Cage, Carrie Hyryuki as Shang Tsung, Bridget Wilson as Sonya Blade, Tisla Sotio, T-A-L-I-S-A, S-O-T-O as Katana, Trevor Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D, as Kano, Christopher Kempass as Scorpion, I'm not even going to try, F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S, P-E-T-I-T, as Sub-Zero, Keith Cook as Reptile, credited as Keith H. Cook, and yeah, that's the, it's all the actors that you need to know about in this movie, from Lord Raiden all the way down to Reptile, who doesn't have a clickable link on his name. So, just on Keith Cook, but not Reptile. Don't have an entry apparently. And again, as I was saying, when I was younger, I was a big fan of these movies. I had the first game. I would rent the Game Genie and put the blood code in so the sweat droplets on the Super Nintendo look like blood. I had the Sega Genesis, and I still remember the blood code. Nerd moment, ABACABB. That is the blood code for Mortal Kombat 1 on Sega Genesis. And then in my opinion, as the games come out, the better ones came out on after 2. 2 was pretty good on Sega Genesis, but I think 3 was way better on Super Nintendo, and it had blood without cheating. So, you know, you got the animalities, babyalities, friendships, and whatnot. So it was pretty cool. And I think that's about the time this movie came out. It was around 90. Like I said, it's a 95 movie, and I think 3 came out around 95-ish. And as I'm trolling through IMDb, I see a way better synopsis. Says storyline, based on a popular video game of the same name, Mortal Kombat tells a story of an ancient tournament where the best of the best of different realms fight each other. The goal is 10 wins and you'll be able to legally invade the losing realm. So far, Outworld has collected 9 wins over Earthrealm. So it's up to Lord Raiden and his fighters to stop Outworld from reaching their final victory, which was written by CyberRex, C-Y, B-R-R-A-X, CyberX, which is a better synopsis than what I read earlier. Got the details here. It is was made in the USA, language was English, release date was August 18th, 1995, also known as Combatti Morto. The box office was $18 million estimated, opening weekend USA, $23,283,887, and that was reported as of August 20th, 1995, their opening weekend. Again, their budget was $18 million, so I think they did pretty good. U.S. gross was $70,454,098. So they did pretty good there, and their accumulative worldwide gross is $122 million. A little over that. I ain't going to give them no more numbers. But so I think they made their money back and then some. So it looks like it did require, or yeah, require a sequel. And it was nice to have a sequel. I wish we would have had a trilogy, but I guess the second one didn't do as good. We'll find that out later. I'll give you some thoughts as I was going in when I was younger. I rented the tape. I was, like I said, a big fan of the game. And I was, some of the representations were alright. Liu Kang looked pretty good. I didn't care much. I have to rewatch again, but I think at the time I didn't care much for the depiction of, Kano. And in the game, it seemed like Sub-Zero was a big badass. And for some odd reason, I'm remembering that he got his ass whipped like really bad by Scorpion. So after he killed him, of course, in the original storyline of the game. And then his spirit comes back for vengeance and, you know, beats him up. I think he, for some odd reason in the movie, it seems like he was a little weaker than I thought he should have been. But I don't know, that was young me. I might have a different outlook whenever I rewatched the movie. The guy that played Johnny Cage was Johnny Cage, especially after playing the second and third game, so he pretty much embodied the cocky arrogance of Mr. Cage. Sonya was a good character. I liked the way she looked. She looked pretty much like the character from the game whenever I was younger. And what threw me and kind of surprised me is they had Katana in this movie, and she looked pretty good. They didn't have her in the mask as much or whatever. She was more of don't want to call her a servant because she's technically the son of the daughter of Shao Kahn. So we'll get to him in the second game in the second movie. I think he makes a slight appearance in this one. I'm not for sure, but we'll get to him more in the second movie. But yeah, she's just in normal clothes. She doesn't have her like Katana outfit on, like she's ready to fight or whatever. And we don't run into Melina until next movie, I believe. I'm pretty sure, because that's when she's introduced in the games in Mortal Kombat 2. So I'm pretty sure we see her in the next movie. But we do run into Katana, and she falls for old Liu Kang, if I remember correctly. And that's the only part of the movie that I remember when I was younger dragging a little bit, was this like side story love story between Liu Kang and Katana, which it was cool. I guess it was never really touched on in the original games. Like if you beat the game with the second game with Katana, it just says she goes takes over the throne and goes back to ruling Outer World as a peacemonger or something like that, and doesn't really talk about Liu Kang too much. But I do think if you win with Liu Kang in the second game, I think they get married. I'm not for sure. I think that's what happens in the movie. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the movie or haven't seen the movie in a while, I think they get married in the movie. The fight scenes are pretty good. I've seen some trailers and some clips trying to get geared up for the movie, and looks like it's a pretty good movie. Seems like the better fluid or more fluid fighter is the guy that plays Liu Kang. I haven't forgot his name. He could make a pretty good Bruce Lee in a Bruce Lee biopic, or more like a Brandon Lee in a Brandon Lee biopic. He does some pretty good moves. He gets the bicycle kick down pretty good, and fights, you know, kind of like Bruce Lee, because in my opinion, and I think they've said it before, that Liu Kang was a direct ripoff or very highly inspired by Bruce Lee. A little bit of trivia for this movie: it seems to be that old Brandon Lee was said to have been originally cast as Johnny Cage, but died before production began. That'd have been really cool. Actually, I think they should have cast him as Liu Kang, but as Johnny Cage would have been fun too. And also, another little trivia bit, it's the Ed Boon, the co-creator of the original video game, Mortal Kombat, starred as the voice of Scorpion, which was neat. That's pretty cool. Another little tidbit circling around Johnny Cage and the people that could have played him. Jean-Claude Van Damme turned down the role of Johnny Cage to do Street Fighter instead in 1994, which it says here that Johnny Cage was inspired by Jean-Claude Van Damme. So that's pretty neat, and that was pretty cool they tried to get him, and I guess he was in the better movie. I don't know. I never seen the Street Fighter movie. I guess I'm gonna have to. Also, another little tidbit is Bridget Wilson performed all of her own stunts in refusing a stunt double, including all the fight scenes, and she also dislocated her shoulder during one of the fight scenes. But they was able to pop it back into place and fix it on set without any reoccurrence from the injury. But that's pretty neat. She did all of her stunts, and it also seems that Jade would have been in this movie. They in the second draft of the script, they had a fight scene where Sonya Blade and Jade was to fight, but it was never filmed, where it was seen A diminutive woman dressed in a oriental kabuki kimono was to perform a ritualistic dance before attacking Sonya with a stiletto hidden in her hair bun, but loses after Sonya quickly disarms her. And there's also an equally minor role in the movie's novelization by Martin Delero, in which she is again duels Sonya Blade in a bout that was omitted from the film. Jade's description in the book is a long-haired Asian woman wearing a green silk dress, which was elaborated on with her being covered in tattoos of tigers and dragons, and wielding two half-moon-shaped daggers. Jade is killed unceremoniously with a single kick to the head by Sonya after she has been tricked into returning Sonya's bow of respect. Apparently, Sonya didn't really have respect for her, or she wouldn't have kicked her in the head during the bow. But, you know, Jade was going to be in the movie, and then they just decided not to put her in it. I think she makes an appearance in the second one. I'm not for sure. We'll find out, though, because I'll be watching the second one after the first one. Another little quick tidbit here. We've got, seems that Robin Shu, Liu Kang, the guy I couldn't remember his name earlier, would rate fights from 1 to 3 according to the amount of ribs that got bruised or broken. For the fight that he was in with Reptile, had a maximum score of 3 broken ribs. 2 of them were broken when Keith Cook, Reptile, threw him against a pillar, and on the 10th take, he asked Cook to avoid hitting him in his painful side and finished the fight and then went straight to the hospital. Lindsay Ashby, Johnny Cage, wasn't spared either. According to Paul W.S. Anderson, Ashby at one point was in so much pain from getting kicked around that he was eating Advil like M&M's, and that is a direct quote. So I guess this movie was a little more harder than people thought, because they actually, I guess, were kicking the crap out of each other. Didn't they know this was a movie? They also shot this movie in Thailand, which most of the shooting locations were only accessible by boat, so the cast and crew and equipment had to be transported on long canoe-like vessels. Garrett V. Folsom erected an outhouse in a scheduled area near the set in order to alleviate problems of repeated trips from the mainland. So he made a little alcove outhouse thingy to where they can keep stuff, so they didn't have to keep shooshing them back and forth and forth and back. It's pretty neat. I was right. According to this, there's a crazy credits part that said that apparently at the end of the movie it says play Mortal Kombat 3 at places everywhere. So I guess Mortal Kombat 3 came out in 1985, like I thought. And also apparently there's a prequel movie called Conquest, where it shows Kung Lao winning the tournament, and there is a Mortal Kombat Legacy, which the first season of that is a prequel to the original game, explaining the background and stories of the characters. So, you know, that's pretty neat that they got a couple prequels out. I might have to catch up on those. I have never seen them. Like I said, I was pretty excited when this came out, and I loved the games, and like I said, I was pretty hooked on them. I used to play t-ball, because that leads up to minor league, and I was in minor league, and I was going to a park called Burdett Park, and they had batting cages, and I would go there, and I would hit the ball for a couple hours with my grandpa or my dad or whatever, and then at the end, I would have make sure we had some change, and I think it was 50 cents a play, and I'd pump in like a dollar or two, and sit there and play Mortal Kombat and drink on a soda while I was either waiting for the speed that I like to get free, or after I got done, I was using it as a come down and beating up people with Liu Kang. I think Sub-Zero. I knew I played the Scorpion a lot too. That's what got me excited for the movie, especially after playing the game. And then you had Mortal Kombat Legacy come out. I think it was movie I was talking about. I think it was the fourth game where it had had all the all-stars in it, from Noob Saibot to Shang Tsung, to where you could even be Kung Lao, but Shao Kahn, and you could be Goro. So it was a pretty cool little game. I played it a little bit. That's where Nighthawk was introduced. I still like number 3 the best so far. The first one was really, really good, but the third one in those times had the best graphics and whatnot. This movie also had 6 taglines. Let's go through them. Tagline number 1, choose your destiny. Tagline number 2, fight. Tagline number 3, nothing in this world has prepared you for this. That one was kind of wordy. Tagline number 4, combat begins. Tagline number 5, flawless victory. And tagline number 6, test your might. So that's pretty cool that they add those taglines in there. So yeah, this was a cool experience when I watched it. I was let down a little bit by it, and how Goro was dispatched, because it was done by, spoiler alert, it was done by Johnny Cage in the movie, and in the game it was, Goro got his ass whipped by Liu Kang, and that's how he got to Shao Kahn, because you had to get through Liu Kang to get to Shang Tsung, not Shao Kahn. Shao Kahn's in the second game, but you had to get through Goro to get to Shang Tsung. So it's kind of weird that in the movie, Johnny Cage gets rid of him, but Liu Kang ends up killing and beating Shang Tsung. So it's weird, but you know, like I said, I'll get better storyline and plot development when I watch the movie and actually get to see, fill in the holes and the gaps, because it's been probably since, at the very least, 97, 98 since I watched it, because I used to watch it a little bit. It was a fun little movie, but like I said, I think the last time I watched it was in the 90s, so it's been a while since I've seen this movie, so this is going to be fun. Like I said, I was reading through the facts, and I think Jax is also in this movie, but he don't really have a prominent part. In the second one he does, but not in this one. I think he's just more of a sergeant or a lieutenant to Sonya, so I think that's all he really is he's there to help Sonya get Kano. But other than that, you know, I was, like I said, I had high hopes, and the hopes weren't dashed too much. Like I said, the love story between Liu Kang and Katana was dragged the movie a little bit, but then again, that was my young mind. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought it was, because when I was younger, all I wanted to do was see him fight. I could have cared less about any interpersonal relationships. I just wanted to see him fight and do some cool finishers and whatnot. But all in all, it's a good movie. You're guaranteed a bunch of fights because it's a tournament-style based movie. So you're, at the very least, guaranteed 4 to 5 fights. But I think there's 6 or 7 in here. You get to see Sonya fight. You get to see Scorpion and Sub-Zero fight. You get to see Liu Kang whip some ass. You get to see Johnny Cage whip some ass. It's pretty cool. It's kind of like an Enter the Dragon-style game. Or movie, I should say, if you remember Enter the Dragon. I think that might be where they got the idea from. I'm not for sure. I wouldn't surprise me none if they got the idea from Enter the Dragon, because it's been described by people that made it and people that seen it as Star Wars meets Enter the Dragon. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Not the biggest Star Wars fan, but Enter the Dragon. And like I said, it was tournament-based, just like this movie's tournament-based, and they was on an island in Enter the Dragon, and they're on an island in this movie, so. But there was no inter-dimensional conflict. It was just looking for a bad guy, and Bruce Lee killed him. Well, I think I rambled long enough. After I cut some dead air out, this might be a little shorter than 20 minutes, but I tried to make it 20 minutes. I'll end it with I guess the Mortal Kombat theme again or something, just to try to stretch that a little bit. But thanks for listening to my precast of the Mortal Kombat movie. I'll be watching it soon, probably this weekend, and have a cast out next week. So hopefully next week, if everything goes right and I don't get sick or get too depressed. But that's what I'm shooting for. So thanks for listening. This is the precast to Mortal Kombat 1, and this was 10 Years Gone. Oh, and to drop a little tag at the end of this precast. The reason I'm doing Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat 2 is because I'm having trouble finding the Chinese Connection and Way of the Dragon. I'm gonna probably have to end up buying them all, and right now I'm a little broke, so I decided to switch over to the Mortal Kombat movies. It's not too far of a departure. Like I said, Liu Kang was based on Bruce Lee, so it fits, I guess, but I'm gonna have to end up buying the 4-pack or whatever of Bruce Lee movies, because I can't even find them on Amazon Prime or Netflix or anything. I can find Enter the Dragon, but I can't find Chinese Connection, Big Boss, Fist of Fury, that's Big Boss, or Way of the Dragon, or Game of Death. So I'm going to have to either go to Walmart or check on Amazon, see if I can find a 4-pack or something for a little bit of nothing. So just throwing a little tag on the end of this cast, just to let you know that's why I'm not doing any Bruce Lee movies this week. I'm doing Mortal Kombat, because I can't find any Bruce Lee movies right now. So again, I hope you enjoy 10 Years Gone. This is the Mortal Kombat precast.
Round 1. Flawless victory.